According to the federal government, enough is a five-digit number, $23,850. That figure draws a line between who's in poverty and who's not, who gets help and who doesn't. So it's a pretty important number, but where'd it come from? Back in the early 1960s, a woman named Molly Orshansky worked at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She wanted to figure out what it would take to live a healthy lifestyle. And by healthy, she meant healthy food.
Human beings require good nutrition for good health.
At the time, families spent about a third of their income on food. So you add up how much people spent per year and multiply that by three. Adjusted for inflation over the past 50 years, and voila, you've got your modern-day poverty line. It does not include housing, transportation, anything other than food.
So what are we doing tonight? What's on the grocery list?
Grocery shopping for the next week. I have to pick up food for my daughters for school. Fruit, snacks, milk, bread.
Erin Pope works as a community service aide for the Margate Police Department. Her husband's a tow truck driver, and they have two daughters. I tagged along with her grocery shopping in North Lauderdale to see if we could reproduce today's poverty line using Orshansky's formula. Walmart was a grocery store of choice.
They price match, buy one, get one free from Publix and Winn-Dixie. So I go and I cover their apps before I come to the store and see what's on sale so I know what to buy where and where it would be cheaper. So.
Into the cart goes coffee, milk, cereal, bread.
My husband and I both eat lunch at home when we're working to save money. For the most part, I cook on the weekends when I'm off.
Eventually, we move towards the checkout aisle. The final total on food, $104.83. Add $60 she says she'll spend in a few days, that's $164 a week. If the U.S. used Pope's grocery cart to calculate the poverty line, it would be just under $26,000 a year, not far off from the real poverty line for a family of four. The thing is, Pope makes twice that and says she still has trouble making ends meet.
I can't even imagine trying to live on $23,000 a year. I mean, pretty much everything we make is going right back out again in one fashion or another.
At about $52,000 a year, food makes up a lot less than a third of her income, which the government says it should. Amy Glassmeyer is a professor of economic geography and regional planning at MIT. Using federal and state data, she developed what she calls the livable wage calculator back in 2003.
There was a huge difference between what a living wage was and what the minimum wage was. And what we really wanted to show people was that if you did not make a living wage, you were basically unable to cover just the basics.
Even the federal government looks at people above the poverty line to figure out who should get help. Glassmeyer's estimate of South Florida's livable income, between $45,000 and $47,000 a year. And that jives with what you told us when we asked what it takes to live in South Florida. From West Palm Beach down to Homestead, we averaged your responses. And in our unscientific survey, that number is $47,600 a year.
I think enough is when you could lose your job and still not be homeless after 6 months.
Where you can go to bed and not wake up worrying about how you're going to feed yourself.
When you can make a mistake and not suffer grave consequences.
The poverty line today is just a metric, rendered arbitrary by age, but it does capture the poorest of the poor, and we still use it. In Florida, that number is 1 in 6. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.